Mom said you done showing up when I went back down there, just like he said. Me and my cousin. My husband went down there one of these Saturday evening. And it was all in dash. Nothing. Not a soul said a word. And this particular fella said, well, they done brought your house down there and burned the barn. But you'll never find out who did it. And turned his head that way and left. Sure done that. I said, well, I don't understand. I'm going to find out who done it, because the Lord got people just like the devil. Mm-hmm. And Miss Allen said, suggest to me if you just had to take that second thought. And they didn't even report it to the fire department, didn't report it to them. Then they didn't report it to you for where you could have did it. He said, we done found out who done it. Say, because there's people, we got some people in Panama City. And Tallahassee would have found out definitely who did it. Mm-hmm. There were the foot track prints all around there. There when picked up Dice Show could have got fingerprint foot track. Mm-hmm. Sit it up there, then tore the restroom, and I had the keys here. And I said, what hurt me so bad? I said, that was the last work that my father did. He didn't do it, he just started it. Mm-hmm. He just started. And he had such a devil. He had such a devil for a wife that the worst woman I ever met in Irene G in the world. She was so mean till she take her scissors and sit down and cut up his clothes. But my sister was so mad when she come to Jackson County, she said, well, if she come up here tonight, she'll be a corpse too. But they had to lock her up in room two and no, that looked just so bad. She said, but she killed, she put part of strychnine in the coffin part for my daddy, so she meant to do what she did. But ain't many people gonna stand that. And she wouldn't have stood it. I say I was 58 years old last Sunday. I've never been mad with nobody. Ain't never had an argument with nobody. But her. And she didn't make my mind saying what she said to nobody. She just disgraceful. I'll put this back in. One of these days I wanna have my sister. That's the only picture I got of her. Only one. Mm-hmm. And it is just like her. I said, but Lord, ooh, she just... And she, my husband, the home and blood sister came up there and visited her. And did you not know she got mad about that? And just a spewing of, it wasn't spewing the word, but talking to her only sister told me in Tennessee, I never forget, she lived in Appalachia. She said, Jesse said, I ain't never coming back in to see her no more. And she didn't. She didn't come back there to see her no more. I said, Gladys, you should be ashamed of yourself, but you know, God don't love nothing wrong. He just don't like it. And since that time, she got to tell me, Chad Russell Ash, he liked to kill them. But since that time, I don't know, I forget now, Miss Mother said where it was. But she married again. Said her husband killed and chucked in the river. So wonder did she think she didn't, that Bible up there say you got to reap what you sow. Wonder did she ever thought about that. That's why come I ain't going to try to do nothing wrong. And Jesus knows it. Because I do know where my mother went when she passed. I don't reckon about that. I know about it. A lot of people say they imagine a view in heaven. But I didn't review it. Some of it. I know it. I really know it. I don't know what it takes. That's why I told a man not a full lady last night. I said, don't live. I know he was drinking. I said, don't come around me with it. I said, don't mean no harm, but I do mean what I said. I said, I don't have time for foolishness. But it takes more than, it don't take that much. It takes more than a lot of people think it takes. But God don't like nothing but right. I don't say you can live so perfect. But my mother, I don't care what kind of problem you had. Oh, when you went to her, what she would tell you to do. Most times she'd be out in the garden, working in the garden. She did, she'd be quilting or making quilt pieces. And she'd read the Bible and go to church sometimes. She didn't go all the time. Because she had to walk. But she'd tell you, honey child, you just would have to pray. It's like what she'd tell you. You have to pray. And I'm telling you that Friday night on my mother's head, at 3 o'clock. I never will forget it. She passed on a Saturday morning at 2:30. Me and my husband together.